As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to the Lessons episodes of Success Story. These Lessons episodes will be shorter clips from past guests, accomplished value community members, and myself. In each short episode, we'll feature concise and insightful actionable conversations and tactics, providing you with real-world strategies and tips to help you achieve your personal and professional goals. If you're seeking a no-nonsense approach to growth and progress, you've come to the right spot. Settle in, take notes, and enjoy. Now, one other thing that I wanted to bring up, I was doing a little bit of research, as I try and do before I do these podcasts, and on your website, you mentioned something. Napoleon Hill's book, The Laws of Success in 16 Lessons, is the best book for entrepreneurs to read. Can you go through why some of those lessons are so important?
Yeah, I think, look, you have to realize everything is based on the phase of your life you're currently at. Laws of Success is probably not the number one book on my list at this phase of my life, but it was the number one book when I was about to get my company going, and I'm 30 years old and I have to, study how to concentrate. And he spends a lot of time explaining concentration in a way that others don't talk about. And some of the biggest challenges that a lot of people that start a business or want to take their game to the next level is they don't know how to concentrate. They're always distracted. You know, they're caught up in notification world. Every single notification keeps them. They can't even read a book or listen to an audiobook because the notifications distracts them of what the content's being shared on an audiobook or book. So, you know, that book was critical for me at that phase of my life. Today, you know, I'm reading stuff that people would be bored out of their minds if they read it back then. And I would be bored out of my mind if I read it back then. So many times when you're asking questions and wanting to know about book advice or things like that, I always ask the question, tell me what phase of your career you're at. What are you worth right now? What was your top line revenue last month? How many team members do you have? How liquid are you? How much cash do you have? What did you make last month? What's your EBITDA? You know, how big is the team? Oh, then I know based on your face to make a recommendation that's suitable for your level. Then if you're somebody that's saying, I just did $28 million last year, I'm at 73 employees, I'm dealing with some compliance issues, and I'm trying to get my technology going, and my cybersecurity is having some challenges, and the general counsel that I have is not the best one, I feel like he's overcharging me by this many fees, then it's a complete different book I'd be recommending to you. But Laws of Success, for any entrepreneur that's just getting started, it's number one on my list.
So let's talk about that, getting started. So your story is like, the traditional core tenets of American dream. Like, you built yourself from literally coming over as an immigrant. What drove you at the beginning to be this, you know, obviously you didn't see yourself becoming this eventually. I think it's hard to see the forest through the trees. But you pushed yourself and you kept pushing yourself. And what drove you to do that?
It's a good question. So for me, you're talking to a guy that was a hardcore party animal. I partied 7 days a week and I was at bars every night. And this is what I did for a living until I was 23 years old. And then one day my dad has a heart attack. I go to the hospital at UCLA Medical Center. And I see him being mistreated at the hospital. I have a falling out with the doctors. They kick me out of the hospital. I'm sitting in my car, emotional as hell. Don't know what's going to be happening. Made a decision that night. I woke up the next day and nobody recognized me because my eyes changed. It went from the eyes of a guy that was His target was every woman I could come across to. I couldn't even see women anymore for 17 months. My entire focus was, this man is not going to die. He is never going to worry about money ever again. He's going to leave that 99-cent store he's working at Inglewood. And that's exactly what happened. He left. I took him to Hawaii. We went and traveled the world. I said, whatever you want, you just tell me. What are your dreams? I'm going to have your dreams become a reality. I want to go watch Kobe play. We're going to go sit right next to Kobe. And you're going to watch him play. And you're going to hear him talk trash from the bench. I want to go to Europe. I want to go to, you know, U.S. Open. I want to go to a derby. You just tell me what you want to do. I'm going to take you to it. So that was the beginning of it, right? So now for everybody else that's listening, there's four phases you go through about, you know, making money and being financially free. Number one is survival. A lot of people are making money to survive. They're barely trying to pay their bills. A lot of the people that are struggling right now in America or around the world who didn't prepare for some kind of an event like this, a pandemic, they're driven by survival. They've not been prepared. So they're going to go through a very difficult time right now because they don't have a lot of choices. Whatever opportunity comes up, they got to take it to pay their bills to survive. And when you're surviving, it's kind of like being underwater. You're trying to catch breath. And every time you come up, another wave hits you, another wave hits you. You don't even have time to think about dreams because all you're thinking about is the next breath. Then the next phase is status. Now you're above water. Now the waves stop. Now you look around and you say, which direction you want to swim? I'm going this way. So status is your sister bought a house. You don't own a house. I want to also go buy a house because my sister has a house. Your friend from high school bought a Mercedes S-Class. You're driving a Toyota Corolla. You also want to go buy a Mercedes. So it's about status because people around you are driving you to compete. And it's a good place to be because it comes to the next level. Then eventually after you're done with the status part, then it becomes about freedom. And freedom is about, how much money do I really need in the bank? You know, I need $1 million in the bank. Okay, great. I'm going to go get $1 million in the bank. How much money do I have so nobody can bully me around with a job or a position or money or any of that stuff? I'm sick and tired of being bullied around simply because I don't have enough resources and finances in order. Well, I'm going to go get free financially. Then comes purpose. And purpose is when you now are above water, you decided to swim this way, then you build your little town, then you have some resources, some money, the right contacts. Now you say, is this really life is what life is all about? I'm worth 2.8 million. I have a nice car. I've been all over the world. I've had dinner with the most incredible people. I kind of have an idea about politics and faith and marriage and relationship and money. If this is all life is all about, this is kind of boring. What do I want to do next? Then you come and start thinking about purpose. You start asking weird questions and you start visualizing what life is going to look like with your wife and kids and family and husband and peers and mom and dad and, you know, what kind of a person you want to be, how you want to contribute back to society based on what the life and the world has given to you so far. And then you go into bigger picture. And most people don't really make a run at that part because it takes a lot of work and effort, but some do. So when you're asking that question, originally it was just a chip on my shoulder to make my dad no longer have to be pushed around. Then it was about freedom and then came purpose.
I know a lot of entrepreneurs listen to this show, and NetSuite has been a huge supporter for entrepreneurs, for business owners, because there's one thing that we all know. Business is about making money, and it's about your bottom line. And the less you spend on the nuts and bolts of running your business, the more profits you keep. But these days, everything is costing more. Supplies, people, shipping. It squeezes your margins, and I've been there, juggling multiple systems for finance, inventory, you name it. Each with its own costs and its own set of headaches. That's why I made the switch to NetSuite by Oracle. It's changed our company. Think about it. NetSuite is one of the top financial systems out there. It puts your whole business on one platform, accounting, finance, the works. One data source for everyone. There's no more mismatched info. And because it's in the cloud, it slashes your IT costs. No more servers, no more updates. Just access NetSuite from anywhere. With one integrated suite, your overhead drops big time. And here's the real win. Efficiency. Everything's connected in NetSuite. Costs are ridiculous lately. Find a proven way to reduce your expenses and get better performance out of your team. It's a no-brainer, and that's what NetSuite offers. Over 37,000 companies have figured this out already. You have to join them. Right now, through to April 15th, NetSuite's got an incredible, flexible financing plan. Check it out and see the savings yourself at netsuite.com/Scott Clary. That's netsuite.com/Scott Clary. Just a quick question. Have you ever had one of those oh no moments when you realize that you accidentally deleted a huge file? Or worse, your whole computer dies. I know I have. It's happened to me a lot, but don't sweat it. The sponsor of today's episode, Backblaze, they have your back. It is unlimited backups for all your Macs, your PCs, or even your whole company, and it's really affordable, under $100 a year. If you're running a business, they take the stress out of protecting everyone's data. If you need more bells and whistles for compliance, so on and so forth, they have enterprise options too. Honestly, losing data sucks, but Backblaze makes getting it back easy. They have restored billions of files. They offer tons of restore options, including rapid recovery in an event of data loss or ransomware. And you can access your backed up data from everywhere and anywhere in the world using their web app, iOS, or Android apps. It's been recommended by the New York Times, Inc., Macworld, PC World, LifeWire, Wired, Tom's Guide, 9to5Mac, and tons more. And best, you can try it fully featured with no risk at backblaze.com/story. They set up that link for all Success Story podcast listeners. That is a no-risk free trial at backblaze.com/story. Seriously, back up your stuff. I don't know about you, but the idea of being harassed, scammed, or even worse, all because somebody found my personal information online, that's terrifying. Our political opinions, our addresses, even stuff about our families, it's out there for anyone to grab. And did you know that data brokers are allowed to sell information on over 98% of Americans? It's scary stuff. That's why I've partnered with Delete Me. I personally use Delete Me. They're a big friend of the podcast because I put myself out there online. So safety is a huge concern. It's really scary how easy it is to find someone's details and information. But Delete Me creates a layer of protection that we all need. You tell Delete Me what you want gone and they make it disappear from those sketchy data broker sites. And Delete Me doesn't stop. They constantly monitor the web to keep your information off those lists. It's like having a privacy watchdog that never sleeps. You need to take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me. They're giving a special discount for all Success Story podcast listeners. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/success and use promo code success at checkout. The only way to get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/success and enter code success at checkout. joindeleteme.com/success.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey everyone, I just want to take a second and thank the sponsor of today's episode, Heaven Hill Bottled and Bond Bourbon. Now, I don't have a lot of liquor sponsors on this show. Heaven Hill Bottled and Bond is actually one of my favorites. I've drank it for a few years now, and this is why we actually decided to work together. Heaven Hill Distillery, family owned since 1935, is a great entrepreneur story too. So there's five brothers. They filled their first whiskey barrels back in 1935, and their legacy still lives on today. Heaven Hill Bottled and Bond is aged over 7 years. That's three more than required by the Bottled and Bond Act of 1897. This means the best quality, the best purity, and the best consistency. This is not just average bourbon. It's the winner of the double gold medals at multiple 2023 World Spirits competitions, and they've won the very prestigious Triple Still Award. It's a very big deal in the liquor and bourbon world. Heaven Hill Bottled and Bond boasts an exceptionally smooth oak flavor, while its aroma offers a sweet blend of caramel and smooth vanilla. If you love bourbon, you need to try Heaven Hill Bottled and Bond. Available nationally, look for a bottle at your local store. Heaven Hill reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.